Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, let me show that. All right. I'm going to show you my mistress. Let me see. Wait. Where's it at? Is this? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm about to show you. Okay. All right, guys. All right, so I'm about to show you my mistress, okay? I'm going to show you my mistress. Now, guys, I've had my mistress for, 6 years, six or seven years. She's been a good mistress. She's always been good by me, doing right by me, and all that other stuff, but now that I have found a new mistress, she's more of a side chick. But give me a second. Before I introduce you to her, give me a second. Let me see here. All right, wait a second. Hold on. Let me show you. I want y'all to see the. Hold on a second. I'm gonna show you my old mistress versus the one I have now, but I wanted y'all to see her because I don't like talking much about, you know, my personal life and stuff like that, but I thought this would be a moment that I share with you. And my mistress has been around. She's, I would say, maybe 7 years. I found her and I moved her up to mistress. So, you know, she's been good to me for 7 years now. And now that I found somebody else, another mistress, she's going to go down a side chick and she's not going to be special anymore. So what I'd like to do is I want to show you my new mistress. Wait, let me make sure y'all can see this because, before we get into sucking me season, because I want y'all to know about this. But we are live. Hold on a second. Let me make sure. Is 813 called in? Okay, he hasn't called in yet. All right, so let me show you my new mistress. And here she is. This is my new mistress right here. But what's so special? Shit. But what's so special about my new mistress? Let me look at her. Look at her right there, dog. 82-inch, 4K. Ultra HD. That's my new mistress right there. That's my girl. Now, my side chick used to be a 65-inch curved TV. Now, I've had her for about 7 years, and she's been doing me good, and I appreciate her and shit, but I fell in love with the 82-inch. So, I'm looking at her right now. She's like a side chick right now. I'm a probably put her in the bedroom or something like that. But I got to make room for my new mistress. So my new mistress is 82 inches tall. That's going to be my 4K. That's my new mistress right there. That's going to be my new mistress right there. So I am getting rid of my side chick. So I just want to let y'all know. Now, again, my side chick, now I just want to let y'all know, my side chick is 65-inch curved TV, 4K, all the bells and whistles, right? And I had her for a while, yeah, I mean. But look at my girl. Hey, guys, I just want to show you my new mistress. Now, look at that. 82 inches, 4K, high def, QLED. Oh, my God. I am getting rid of my side. She's a side chick now. I don't even talk to her anymore. I turn her on and I just like, I don't really clean her like I used to. I mean I'm gonna put her in the bedroom, but I gotta make room for my new missus. Yeah, I mean. So I just want to let y'all know that, you know, and the funny thing about it is Walmart. I was going to go to Best Buy. Best Buy has a 75-inch one, but I didn't want the one. I want 82. It's the same TV, but it's 82. So I want the 82, and I'm getting rid of the 65. Now, the 65 is going in the bedroom, but I just want to let y'all know, because I don't like to be personal, but I got to get rid of Massage. And, you know, it's hurt my heart, but she's got to go, man. She was a good mistress for 7 years. She did me fine. She didn't break down on me. She was quite cooperative and all that other stuff, but now I got to let her go. So the mistress has turned into a side chick, because now I got a new mistress coming in, and I got to make room for my new girl. Yeah, me. Okay, now, getting back to that. But I just wanted to share that with you, because sometimes I don't share too much stuff with you. But I just want to let y'all know. Now, the thing about sucker receiving, gentlemen, if y'all want to call in, oh, the lines are open now. Guys, if you want to call in, the lines are open. Yeah, hey, guys, I remember the first day I got it. Oh, man, it's been so long ago. I probably got to find a Facebook picture, but I remember the day I brought her home, man. Oh, man. I mean, at that time, she was about, $5,000-$6,000, but she was working at that time. And, man, she just had the curves. She was 65 inches, and it was when 4K just came out and shit. And that was my girl, man. She, I'm looking at her right now. Hey, girl, you were good. You were good. Now you got to be replaced. I'm talking to her right now. But anyway, but yeah. But no, but let me explain something to y'all guys. Let me explain something to you. Now, for you guys out there, there should be two types of sucker me seasons for you, okay? Again, you have the regular guys where y'all are running around buying presents and shit for women. And then you have the man mindset guys that play by a whole different set of rules. Now, I wish I could show you. Can I show you? All right. Well, anyway, if you really want to know what you are, all you got to do is post what you want online, either Facebook or Instagram. Just post what you want. If it's some LeBron shoes, post it. If it's some earrings or something, or some jewelry like a watch, or you want a necklace, or you want some shoes or something, post it, and you will know where you are at in this game. And the thing about this game that I'm teaching y'all, that I'm trying to show you, is that there's another side of the game that I'm trying to get y'all on. You see, even though we are in sucker me season, it doesn't mean that women don't buy men gifts. And what I mean is, I'm not talking about their husband or the guy they're living with a gift. I'm talking about the motherfucking man that she's in love with, or she's what she wants. All you gotta do is post what you want. And if you really are in this game correctly, some woman is going to buy that for you and get it for you for Christmas. That's where you'll learn from. Because again, I always tell you guys, don't believe me, do it yourself to really know where you're at. Because I will give you the information, but I want you to see it for yourself. Don't believe me. But that will show you where you're at in this game. Now, please understand this, guys, that we are in a time right now where a lot of guys are being hunted by women, and it's not sex. This is a year where women are going to get, if she's a single woman or if she's not, she's going to get tons of presents from a bunch of guys. I'm telling y'all right now, y'all, this is how sucking me season works. Leo, dude, Leo. Well, Leo, don't even, Leo, don't post, because you ain't, you don't, Leo, don't post. Leo, no. But Leo, if you got to ask, if you got to post it, don't do it. Leo, just shh, just be quiet. Anyway, what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see is that Sucker Me Season is all about the media guilting you into buying these women who don't deserve shit something for Christmas. For all you guys out there, now you got to understand this, all you guys out there, I'm going to tell you some bad news. And this is the bad news for you guys that's on level two. Okay? Now, a level two guy is a guy that's running behind a woman, kissing her ass, and begging for her time and accepting her crumbs. Now, if you are a level two guy, you're going to have to outshine all the other guys and buy a gift for that woman. Unfortunately, I'm just being honest with you guys. I know that sounds fucked up and all that other stuff, but that's the truth. If you're a guy that is always accepting crumbs from a woman, and you're a guy that's always, well, I don't know, and you get the I don't know, I'm not sure, and maybe from a woman, then the competition has just started, because your competition is all the other suckers out there that are going to buy her the perfect gift. Now, let me give you an example so y'all can see, because I always tell you, I always say, if they can do it, why can't we? But let me tell you something. There's a thing that women do nowadays that they've always been doing, and this has been going on for over a decade and stuff like that. What they will do is they will post what is called an Amazon list of things that they want from Amazon. And they will post that list for all of their suckers to see. So when their suckers see it, they want to be the first one to buy it. So when they buy it, what happens is that item goes blank on her side, knowing that someone bought it for her. Yeah, I mean, I hope y'all understand the game. I'm trying to, and I want, listen, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is not to bash women. And I want to say this right here, right now. I am not, this is what it's, listen. Man, I think I'm going to hurt some feelings here. Gentlemen, this is how it's supposed to be. And I know a lot of y'all guys don't like it. Thank you. Thank you, Usher. Thank you, Bob. Yes. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, guys. Yes. And understand this, guys. Starting today, Sucker Me Season has begun. And these women are posting their wish lists for all the grass-eating lions who aren't going to get any pussy to get her all the gifts she wants. But why is there, what do they say, what do they call that? A ribbon in the, I forgot what they call that shit. Look, even though what I'm telling you is bad, why am I telling you this is a good thing? And I'll say it again. Even though what I'm telling you is bad, why is it a good thing for the man mindset man? You see, the reason that she's not spending her money on those items that she's getting from free from them is because she's spending her money on motherfuckers like us. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. She's spending her money on motherfuckers like us. She, thank you, I guess it is a wish list. She has her wish list. Matter of fact, let me see. Because I want y'all to see it. It's a show. I want to make sure it's still there. See, sex, lies, It's R. I think it's R. I. Hold on a second. I haven't pulled it up. Give me a second. Yes. What I want you to look at, gentlemen, there is something on YouTube, and I want y'all to write it down. Guys, listen, guys. Write this down, okay? Write this down. Because I want you to understand this is a documentary. Hold on. Before I tell you, I want to give you the specific date. This is very old, but it is very true. Okay, the documentary, this came out in 2012. I think it came out in 2012. Yes, it came out in 2012. It's only gotten worse, but why do I want you to watch this? Because, again, I always tell you guys, don't believe me. I want you to see it for yourself. So what I want you to write this down, guys, write this down. And look this up on YouTube, okay? It is called Sex, Lies, and Rinsing Guys. And rinsing is R-I-N-S-I-N-G for those who cannot spell. And let me say it again. It is called Sex, Lies, and Rinsing Guys. That's what I want you to watch. Put that in there. Sex, Lies, and Rinsing Guys. Watch that. Watch that documentary. Then you will have an understanding of what your role is in this if you ain't a real man. Yeah, it's an hour, 45-minute documentary. But it shows you the game. Oh, man. Look, Jennifer Lopez movie The Hustler showed you some game. But this right here? Look, and listen, guys, listen. Don't get mad at women. I'm not telling you to see this to get mad at women, okay? That's not the point. Not the purpose. Hold on a second. This texting, this had to do a text. Yeah, watch that. It's called Sex, Lies, and Rinsing Guys. Just watch it. And you're going to see what's going on now. But because we are in sucker me season, we're at a point and we're at a time now where there are guys out there trying to get women the perfect gift. Well, good. How are you finding freelance? Just watch. Yeah. Thank you, bot. Hey, bot, just copy bot and keep posting that. But that's YouTube. Sex, Lies, and Rinsing Guys. Y'all got to watch that. And I'm not telling you to watch it to get mad at a woman. That's not the purpose. I want you to watch it to see what's going on out there when it comes to the game. But this is why why I'm talking to you guys, and this is why I keep telling you. If she or they are doing this to guys, I'm telling you, it's the same thing women are doing to men. It's the same thing. Tyree. Cupcake systems of a fail. Y'all are crazy. Y'all, let me see if I got any questions or anything. If I got y'all in the chat. Nobody chat. Okay. But that's all I want y'all to see. But yeah, but I mean we're in sucker me season, but what I'm saying to you is this. If you ever really want to know where you're at with women, now for a lot of you guys, you know you're not here with women, but I always tell you guys when a woman finds you interesting and a woman finds you attractive and all that other stuff, they are going to reach out to you. And I know that sounds crazy. I know with me saying that shit sounds crazy. I see the women coaches on your. Kingston, what are you talking about? What is he talking about? Kingston, hey, the big, what are you talking about, big? Big, who are you? I don't. Are you talking to me? I don't even know who's Big. Big, who's talking? Big, who are you talking about? There you go. I didn't say that. All right. Talking about getting money and stuff from guys. Oh, no, but it's the truth. This has been going on. This has been going on for, this has been going on since the beginning of time. Women have been running guys to a point where they're doing that. So there's nothing new. But what is new for a lot of you guys out there, you've never had women buy you things. But the only way you're going to get on this side of the track, again, there are rules to this stuff and how you feel about yourself. You mean women coaches that teach women how to lie to men. But, B, you're right. But, B, look, B, this is an honest show, and I'm going to be real with you. B, you're right, but how many guys are teaching guys to be dishonest and tell men to lie to women? It's the same thing, my brother. And if the women are doing it, the guys are doing it. So it's an even playing field. One can't get mad for someone teaching women how to manipulate men when men are doing the same thing to women. So it's technically the same thing, my brother. But it's something that I want y'all to watch. I just found a video on my Rebel Nation feed titled, Why Respect Puts You in the Friend Zone. Oh, yeah, it's all good, brother. Let me see. Hold on, wait, Bot, what are you talking about? Bot, you put the link in there? Hold on, let me see something. I'll look it up, Bot. Hold on. Shit, I might pop that shit up and watch. I was going to watch that Scrooge shit again. You know, it's Christmas time, so I watch Scrooge like a motherfucker. Let me see. Why respect? Oh, here it is right here.
I have always wanted my website to be more, so I'm beyond excited and grateful.
Hi everyone, I'm Apollonia Ponzi, your dating and relationship coach, founder of ApolloniaPonzi.com. And in this video, I want to talk about how to get closer, how to get what you want, so you don't get trapped in this friend zone and actually get that woman that you have your eye on. And in today's video, I'm going to talk about this, but I'm also going to give you the reality of what typically happens if you don't do this. So make sure you stay till the very end. Now let's get started. One of the biggest things here is I have clients asking me, Apollonia, she just said she wanted to be friends. And then they tell me about the dynamics of their relationship. And the biggest dynamic overall, then, is that a woman wants you to take the lead, okay? And what I mean by that is not meaning that you have to do everything, because in my video, they're talking.
I don't want to hear no shit from no fucking woman. Anyway, so. Watch that documentary, gentlemen. Watch that documentary. But anyway, guys, if y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. I got to wrap this up. I got some stuff I got to do. But I want to take a few minutes to talk to y'all. Guys, we're going to have a show tomorrow with Donovan Sharp. We should be able to have a show tomorrow and stuff like that. so. We'll definitely do that. But anyway, hanging with the food. Yeah, that's true. But no, guys, I'll take a moment in answering your questions. Y'all got any questions? I'll take a moment in chat room. Y'all got anything, just let me know. If not, I'm going to go ahead and shut down the phone lines. Nobody's calling in, so we're going to shut that down. But if you got a question, let me know. Shutting the phone lines down right now. So if you got a question,